This week on Arbitrary Jocularity, we talk about the video game League of Legends with two guests whom I play with regularly. As usual, we get sidetracked, but we answer a question from an avid listener. Enjoy the show. Our guests today are Nat and Sean, the two other people on our League of Legends team, which got silver 4 before the end of this season.
You three are the team. The rest of us that are on the quote team end quote.
It's for the you guys are for the fives that we don't play.
We played like two games of.
I have not played a ranked fives.
Oh no, we must have had Rob or something.
Next on the agenda.
Prompt me.
Let's go. Yeah, I was going to say, throw something out, Jeff. Throw a question out.
No, we haven't introduced anybody.
You just said there
I
was
just
Sean
did. That was it. That's all their introductions.
They didn't say hi. Say hi, both of you.
Hi, I'm Sean. I do come here often. You just don't happen to see me. I'm the best League of Legends player on the team. Generally referred to as MVP, Captain, Master, Sensei, Mr. Miyagi. I respond to all of those.
Guy's got balls. Brass balls.
Really? His nickname is his full name is basically Sean Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
There you go.
That's what we call him.
Yeah, that's what they call me. Not just you guys, pretty much everybody.
Nat, give yourself a little introduction.
Hi, I'm Nat. I'm a very avid gamer. I play League of Legends, Hearthstone, StarCraft II. I follow the StarCraft II professional scene. My favorite team was the Height Sparkies. I even had a StarCraft fantasy team.
Oh, nice.
And wow. I didn't know such a thing existed.
Yeah, no, that's riveting.
And I'm a pretty geeky person. I like Magic the Gathering. And those types of things. And as we said, we're low-level silver players, so we are by no means experts at this game. But
well, speak for yourself, but okay.
We like to think we are.
We can still talk about it, for sure.
That's right.
I've seen it.
We understand that it's a game, and that we play it on computers.
It has characters.
Right. Yeah, so we... For those of you who don't know, League of Legends is a MOBA, a massive online battle arena.
Is that really what it's called?
I didn't know that's what that stood for. Thank you.
Yeah, actually. There you go.
I think and, it's
you have two teams of five that try and push through a map to get a push down opposing team's turrets and then destroy their base, while the other team's obviously doing the same thing.
So the whole game is about having a push.
You could say that.
A mighty push.
A strong push.
Can I just say, I've been thinking recently, it's a game of balance. They have these like little tiny actions they do that keep the game really, really close on like the higher end spectrum of the game. And I got to thinking, it's interesting that Riot changes it so much. Like with the recent update, they just completely revamped the playstyle of the game. And it's just interesting because it's hard to find that balance these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's whoever can...
adapt.
Whoever's the quickest at figuring out the new balance every time a change comes.
And then various champions coming in out of favoritism, like, and like you said, figuring out which champions are powerful with which patches. It's sort of a guessing game of to who's going to be powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Koreans are so good at it, because they practice so much more intensely and for longer periods of time than the other leagues, and it shows, you know, in Worlds that the Koreans just dominated everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Samsung White was Korean, right?
Yeah.
And who was the team they played in the finals?
Blue.
Samsung and they were, Blue. Were they also
no.
Korean?
Yeah. That wasn't the final.
No,
I know they played the Chinese and they whatever it was. It wasn't LMQ, but it was that other one. It was a Chinese team because they play blue in like the semis or quarters.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right. They're both in the same tree, blue mm-hmm. and white.
But yeah, he made Deft cry. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Holy after they God. Wiped out the American teams
pretty quickly, and that was no surprise
they,
to anybody.
They qualified for Worlds.
That's well, that said, Cloud9 was actually pretty good this year, like in terms of the world stage. Like they held their own.
Yeah, they played pretty solid, but.
Like, they're the first American team that's really been, like, even competitive at Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
What are the betting odds like on... There's, I mean, there's got to be betting. It's Asian, so there's always betting, but...
Las Vegas odds?
I like to call it Las Vegas.
I hate you.
Yeah, there's a lot of betting, actually. There's been scandals in both the StarCraft scene and in League of Legends competitor. Dota 2.
Warrior style, like throwing the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Dota 2, you get these skins and you get pieces of equipment and stuff that are that you can actually sell to other people so that they have some value. And there's different rarities, of course, so you can get like a legendary feather or whatever for one of your characters. And so what the players did was there's a marketplace where you can bet them on professional games. So they bet on their opponent. They had their friends bet on their opponent, and they ended up throwing the game, and they were joking about it on Skype, and someone released the Skype records, and then there was a big investigation into it, and they got in a lot of trouble. That was in Dota, but in StarCraft over in Korea, there was a bunch of games that were being thrown by professional players as well.
Hey, hang on a second, Nat. It says that Bill and Andrew are out of the call.
And we're back.
What?
Our network is just a big pile of poop.
Yeah. I was going to say Jeff and Nat. Just destroying bandwidth.
Yeah, the only thing I have up is Skype.
Yeah, like I tried to search something on Google and I was like, forget it. I can't even go to Google tonight.
What?
There's just something wrong with our Time Warner connection. And
it's dial.
You know, we've had issues with Time Warner in the past, and I'm very hesitant to call them back out to the house. They've actually shut down our service at one point. Just because our house is old and the wiring's old, and they were getting some feedback into their system, so... Mm-hmm. But I think I have to call because it's just it's gotten out
months.
Of control again.
They're coming to my house tomorrow, and I'm waiting to see how that works out. It's gonna be interesting.
So this is the part of the podcast where we plug a corporate company that doesn't want us to plug them, right?
Yeah.
Time Warner Cable. Time Warner Cable.
Let's go in rounds. Jeffrey, you call who speaks. We're gonna come up with a Time Warner catchphrase. Go.
And
Jeffrey, go ahead.
Time Warner Cable, because you have no choice.
John,
I love it.
That's it. Stop it there.
Time Warner Cable, bending you over and giving it to you.
Beautiful.
Nat, you got one?
Time Warner Cable. Our costs go up and our efficiency goes down.
Bill?
Time Warner Cable. You call.
Jack?
Time Warner Cable. Internet?
Question mark. Internet question mark.
How many Percocets have you had?
Today, none.
Why?
I'm a little shaky because I'm coming off of it, though.
How is the knee?
Swollen.
I was going to say, just so everybody knows, he's not addicted to Percocet. He
yet.
Just kind
yet.
Of had
I kind
surgery.
Of, I kind of liked it when I was making that assumption. Oh, he's an interesting guy.
This is our friend. He's strung out at the moment. And...
So something that might be interesting to talk about in regards to League is the whole end of season rewards. We have a ranked 3 team, and like I said, we're low silver, and so we like to play against other people who are low silver and have a nice competitive match and win some and lose some. But since Riot instilled these end of season rewards that you can get if you are on a gold team or higher, we saw an influx of really good players playing with their low skill friends to get them these rewards, and it made our gaming.
And we're back. So, League of Legends.
Yeah, as Nat was saying, with the end of season rewards, it gives incentives to get to a certain level.
Oh, can we bitch about that? Well, you had a really good analogy that day. So we're playing like platinum, diamond type players, and your analogy was, I think it was was it a basketball?
Yeah, analogy? It was basketball. I'm saying like, if we're playing our team, we're like top of the top of high school basketball. And that's what we should be playing against. But we play against a couple low-level college teams, which is okay. That's what we're trying to get to. But then every third game, we play against a team that is two, like, modified players and LeBron James. And it's so just crazy. Not fair.
LeBron James just dunks over our heads consistently and
just... You just get LeBron James' balls right in your face.
Yeah, there's not much we can do about it.
Pretty much
it. Exclusively play Dunkmaster Dyrus?
Yeah, they should.
They've done it before. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, that's the worst thing about end of season. Everybody is just cheating as much as they can to get the stupid rewards.
Mm. Yeah, and I don't even know if it's, like, really necessary. I don't know why... I mean,
well,
I can see why
it's
they...
It's like anything else, stuff. People want a little bit of, like, oh, I achieved something, hooray, with as little work as possible. And most people hate their regular lives, so they go on the internet and make their lives awesome on the internet.
Real
awesome internet lives.
Yeah. It's like Reddit and Karma and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's not real. It doesn't do anything.
It's because you don't have enough of it. If you had enough of it, you wouldn't be like, oh, it sucks. Once you got it, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
Well, I think Bill's got a lot of karma.
I haven't.
Yeah, more than me.
Oh, yeah, it's because I used to post stuff. I also used to, you know, I don't know, post stuff. I don't know many.
Eh.
Just kind of sit back and look at other people. I like to watch.
I've had the top post on Reddit. I'm the best.
I saw that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What was your post?
Multiple times. I don't want to say because I don't want you going looking at my profile.
There you go.
Remember the one time you got on the front page?
It wasn't like the. I think I posted like a gay beer ad for Coors, and it was like a multiracial gay. It was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, and your title was basically. Coors being progressive.
Yeah, I was like, I've been impressed by Coors today. Their beer is shit, but they have gay people in their ads, and they ate it up. You just have to like pander. You just pander.
There you go.
Secrets
of life. I don't enjoy your condescending attitude towards people.
Because you don't have karma, bitch. Get some karma, then you'll know.
Well, back on track again-ish. With the new season coming out, they've revamped the jungle entirely.
Yeah, how's that going? I haven't actually played since that update.
I've played a couple times on the PBE, and I've played it once as jungle on the updated map here. And the jungle is kind of basically the same, but there's a whole bunch of like perks and buffs for the jungler now.
Like, yeah,
so they added buffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. There's a so they
the
add
the dragon doesn't give gold anymore. It gives a buff.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't give universal gold. Just
it gives gold to whoever's there.
Yeah.
But they added two more monsters in the river on either side, and if you kill that, you leave a speed boost right in front of dragon or baron for your team. And if you use smite on any of the main monsters, you get a buff or you get something. Like if you smite the big wolf. Then you get a ghost wolf that runs around for 2 minutes or so and keeps an eye on your jungle.
I think it goes to a certain spot, though, because I did that today. I was looking, and it goes to, like, one spot, and it sits there.
Yeah,
I
think
it
chases
right
people.
To where the jungle crosses.
Yeah.
Over by the blue buff.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I've played a couple games in the jungle. It doesn't feel any different. Really.
It doesn't feel any different.
No, it feels like the same exact thing, except for the stupid crab that's like... The crab is so annoying. When you try to kill it, it runs away from you.
Yeah.
And, like, I was jungling as a Moomoo, and he does, like, AoE damage constantly.
Slow damage.
You can't kill that stupid crab. He keeps running away. It's a little bit frustrating, and I don't know why. Sometimes it feels like they change things just to change them.
Yeah.
Just
because they can.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel any different when I was jungling.
Mm.
And the new jungling items, too, are very, confusing.
Yeah.
There's four base items that you can choose, and each one changes how Smite works.
Yeah,
and
I got...
And upgrade those four in the four different items, and it's like, oh my god, it's a lot.
Hmm. Yeah, there was a... I was reading something about the two guys who created League, and they were like, the thing we want is something that's constantly changing, you know? Because we got, you know, with most games you play, you get good at it and get to the point where you can just cruise through it. It's just the same, basically the same thing over.
As so they're trying to level my guy on Lord of the Rings Online.
Exactly. So they're trying, I think they're changing things, just to change things, but I think they're also trying to make it better. Because, I mean, Jungle, this year they changed it and made it super OP, where it destroyed everybody, and then they nerfed it back to how it was before.
Beginning of the season, you gotta stir the pot.
You
gotta make everybody think. And I mean, Jungle is really the only place you can change a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
For laning, you can't really change much. There's a lane, there's people to fight, there's minions. For Jungle, there's at least places to run, buffs to get.
Yeah, the overall goals, it's really... You can't change them at all, in fact.
Well, and then they made a bunch of small changes to the towers and stuff, but again, and I haven't played a ton, but it doesn't feel like it really changed the gameplay.
No, and the one of the things is on the inner turrets, you get a little shield, but you can only use that when they're right there at that turret, which is nice for one hit, I guess. Oh, but at that point,
the defense thing, yeah.
Yeah, but at that point, if they're already pushed through to that turret, they're going to be dealing enough damage that it hurts you anyways. That 50 or 100 HP shield is going to be largely irrelevant.
It could be nice. I was thinking of the applications of it. If you're in lane, say you're mid lane, mm-hmm. and you're ignited and you're running back.
Oh, run back to the tower?
Yeah, and you could have just enough room to get back to that tower, get that buff to save yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
For a safeguard.
And if someone dives, you ignites. Like Katarina, Fizz. Like they both have dive in, dive out skills.
Mm-hmm.
So they
early
in,
game
ignite you and then get out. Even mid game, and then you have just enough time to run back to that tower, get your shield.
Mm-hmm.
And then the inhib towers, they shoot a laser beam now.
Oh, laser pulse or something. And yeah.
Yeah. It deals damage. Continuously, but it feels like it deals less damage, so
it's more useless.
If you stay there for any amount of time, it's not so bad at first, but it really stacks up exponentially. So if you stay there for
does it do the same amount of damage? It's just instead of the firing, it does just a constant. That animation is just constant.
Have you guys?
I don't think so. I think it's slightly different.
I think I've noticed. I felt like they did a lot more damage recently, but that's because I play an AD carry.
Have you guys noticed that you heal a lot slower in the fountain as well?
Yeah,
you actually heal the same. It's more continuous. But it's the same over time. It's actually a little bit better over time.
Well, it looks slow.
Yeah, it's just instead of getting
huge 20, chunks.
25% every 4 seconds, you're getting 8% every 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like you're getting less, but you're getting the same amount.
It feels slower, though.
It does. It does feel
slower.
Yeah,
it's that weird. That's why I was trying to figure out for the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Because it changes your perception of how you're getting damaged.
Yeah, and with how it used to be, it was every time the tower hit you, it dealt an extra 25% damage.
Yeah, it stacked.
So
on top of each other, so you couldn't just stand underneath it, taking it.
Mm-hmm. You could take 3 or 4 hits if you're kind of tanky, but after that, then it starts chunking you down fast.
Yeah.
But this, I don't know if this is doing that faster or not, if it's upping the damage more or not.
Yeah.
That's because we're not Diamond Platinum players who look this stuff up and do calculations.
We only play those people.
That's right. Okay, we're
like the dummies that you just... The boxers. We're the sparring guys that...
Exactly.
You match them up with the champions so that they get a little confidence.
Like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Except
terrible.
They're only playing one robot. And we're the robot that nobody's playing with.
There you go.
That's really sad. The robot nobody's playing with.
That's our memoirs, actually.
I'm sad now.
Well, to cheer you up, I made a quiz, but since my internet was terrible, I only have 5 questions.
Andrew, you weren't a part of the last one. Bill and I had a ball with this, so this should be awesome.
I put Andrew in a quiz with Paul and Rachel.
Oh.
I think you almost won. Yeah, you would have won, but
is
Paul...
this like a quiz? As in, like, you're gonna like quiz us? And then
I'll ask you guys questions, seriously. And you guys answer. Jack,
I'm not competitive at all. Just ask Nat about the croquet game we played.
Jack, you're not allowed to answer because there's only 5 questions.
What? Why?
You can be on a team with Bill.
Oh, how are they gonna? How are they gonna confer in secret?
I don't care. Okay, everybody, everybody, pick a phrase or a word or phrase to signal that you're gonna chime in for an answer.
Let's see.
Balls.
Perfect.
Yo mama.
Nice.
Good. I'm still thinking. How about
Bebop?
So Bebop nailed it.
Pensive, you know, you can't say it. Just says
No, I'm gonna say swag.
Swag. That's pretty good as well. Okay. Balls, swag, bebop, and yo mama. Nice. Okay.
Sounds like a boy band.
Ugh.
Question.
I'd listen to them.
Question 1. How many champions are in League of Legends?
Balls.
Andrew.
57.
Incorrect.
What was my key phrase again? Swag.
Your mama.
Sean.
Sean.
205.
Incorrect. Bill.
Bebop.
Mama. God damn it. He's.
We're not allowed to Google.
26.
Incorrect. Bill.
We're not allowed to Google, are we?
No.
122?
That's correct.
Oh, yeah. That was a half guess.
Cheating. You guys are cheating.
You could have just Googling.
I exited out of League of Legends.
Your handicapped friend Google it.
Because that jabroni kept trying to add me to his team builder when I had more important things to do. Also, I had to do this podcast.
There you go. Okay, Bill gets a point. Okay. What's the total amount of prize money from the 2014 championship for the top 4 teams?
Swag.
Sean.
150,000.
Close. Anyone?
I'm sorry, you have to answer in yen.
I don't know. What do Koreans use as currency?
Rupals.
No. Yeah, I'm going to give that to Sean.
Rupals?
It's 155. Or 1 million.
Oh, that was a complete
1,550,000.
That was a complete guess, too.
Yeah.
Wait, 1,550,000, and he guessed 150,000?
Oh.
Yeah, he was a whole order of magnitude off.
Oh, Sean, did he say a million?
Yeah.
Oh, that question's null and void. Let's just, you know.
Sean gets a minus point.
Yep.
I
hate this game. I'm going home.
Yeah, well, I'm the number giver guy, so.
This is like Whose Line Is Anyways? You just ran random fucking points.
Yeah, more or less. Okay. Who is Earth?
Bebop.
Ooh. Nat.
He's a manatee.
That's correct. Whom Warwick killed.
Okay.
I remember you saying that once. So we played with a dude with the Warwick skin where he's got the Earth skin around him.
Oh. Fun facts.
And Earth is Fizz's shark when he's in his fisherman costume.
Fisherman Fizz.
Corky has an Earth Rider costume.
Nice.
I feel like my ringing should have been...
It's a general theme in the League of Legends world.
I guess my ringing should have been Earth.
Ultra rapid fire.
Every time I want to... Earth!
Earth.
Next question?
Next question.
No, Jeff died.
I think Jeff died.
Next.
They're gone.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Okay, so if Jeff doesn't come back, I win, right?
No,
No, I have a point.
And he gave me a million points. I heard it.
Hey, no, I'm back. I accidentally hit the mute button on this thing.
Great.
Oh, I figured we'll save
that out. Leave that in.
Accidentally.
What a pro.
Okay. Question 4. What benefit are sunglasses in League?
Your mama.
Swag.
Bill.
That's me, Sean.
You get like minus 1 point from Leona or something.
That's correct.
Of damage.
I would have said UV protection, so I'm...
It's one of those weird, little things. Like, yeah. Zyra gets attacked by Leona with her sunbeam or whatever.
Mm-hmm, she grows.
She grows a little bit for a second.
Yeah, and she makes Malachi move faster.
She becomes engorged.
You could say that.
Okay, so right now, Bill's got 2, Nat's got 1.
I'm totally the expert at League of Legends.
Jack and Bill are splitting their points, so they both have 1.
Hooray! Seems fair.
That's still more than anybody else.
That is true. Okay, so 1-1-1, -1, and nothing.
Aww.
Last question.
You actually took a point away from me?
I did, because I'm like that.
I feel like I should have gotten more points for the first question, because everybody else got it wrong.
That's enough, Eddie.
That's just fine.
I mean, that was really close, Bill.
Pipe down, Bill.
I mean, I didn't have to look it up or anything.
That's true. Yeah,
it's not like the rest of us got on Google and looked it up, unlike you.
I mean, you're mad because you Googled it.
Did you hear me type at all?
Well, you had your buddy there.
I heard your heavy breathing.
In one hand and Jack in the other.
Okay. I heard your heavy breathing.
Okay, question 5. Which monster likes to dance?
Jack does.
Is that your answer, Jack?
He doesn't speak for us.
Swag.
Who was that, Sean?
Yeah. The Baron?
Incorrect.
No, monster.
Boss?
Champion.
Andrew.
I'm going to say the red buff.
No.
Bebop!
Nah.
Blue buff!
No. Bill, last one.
Look it up, Bill!
I think we got this achievement once. I did it with at least one of you guys.
There's no achievements like to dance. Oh, swag!
You can't answer again.
Can I know it, though?
Wait,
I know.
If Bill doesn't get it correct.
Wait.
I know it, like 100% I know it.
Is it that the big monster on the Twisted Tree Line map?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's Vilemoth.
Does it count if he doesn't name it? Oh,
yeah, well, I don't play on that map, so I don't remember all the words.
Yeah, if you have two champions dance in front of him, he does the, was that, the Carlton dance.
That's awesome.
What? Yeah.
Wait, what? I don't think I've even seen that map.
No, you haven't seen me
Bill doesn't play on that map.
I'll show you.
Yeah, so there you go. Bill and Jack win.
Hooray!
Nobody saw this coming.
I did.
Okay.
I think it was Rick.
What were the odds of that? Of Las Vegas.
Yeah, what were the odds of that, Las Vegas?
Ask me. Nice. Can I have a suggestion for the next podcast?
No. I'm ready, Sean. What do you got?
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, holy shit.
Well, I'm going to have to get out of my seat so Jack can sit down.
Because I could probably talk about that show for hours. I know pretty much everything.
You talk with Jack. You guys can do your own podcast about
that. I don't need to talk about it. I'm getting too excited, I can't talk about it.
As if you said, I have cocaine, and Jack is an extreme cocaine addict.
And Jack coming off a Percocet.
Jack, we should talk about Dragon Ball Z sometime, because no one ever wants to talk about it, but it's probably the greatest thing on the planet, so.
Ugh.
Yeah, no,
ugh.
I mean, it's alright.
Don't undersell it, man.
He says sarcastically, full knowing how much he loves it, and wants to...
See, I'm self-loathing about it, though. I wish I didn't like it so much.
I mean, Nat plays Magic. Jeffrey makes podcasts. Jack and
play
I
Minecraft.
Like Dragon Ball Z. We all have our vices.
I'm almost done with all of Naruto. I'm almost done.
That show is confusing as shit.
What show?
Naruto.
Oh, I was just saying Naruto.
Are you 8?
Yeah, Naruto. What?
I said, are you 8 years old?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Andrew, you and I once watched Captain Planet while eating dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I was in college.
As a closing out of the podcast, I would also recommend we sing the Captain Planet theme song.
I just know that first verse.
Earth.
Wind. No, it's Captain Planet, he's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
Here's your powers, magnified and fine.
Got it.
The only thing you need to know about Captain Planet is that Jeff Goldblum played the rat character in it.
Have you guys ever seen the Don Cheadle Captain Planet thing?
Oh, that thing's
Oh, God damn it, Andrew.
Oh, that thing is that thing's amazing.
Thank you, Andrew.
Don't click on this, whoever it is. Is it terrible, Andrew?
It's not that bad.
Why? It's Andrew. It's either one of two things. It's either like spiders or pornography.
Is that
it's
as
just
real?
Just a question on the arbitrary ejacularity
page. Oh,
Chris Wazalis asked, who is better, Vane or Lucian?
Clearly Lucian.
Lucian.
Wait,
which one's Vane?
She rolls, turns invisible, Lucian's, has a knockback.
And Lucian's the Culling?
Yeah, the Culling.
Yeah, so it's Lucian. That's Lucian. That's a weird question. It's Lucian.
Lucian's pretty boss, but Vane might be able to take him one-on-one. I don't know.
You get a face full of that Culling. And
with, what's her thing? Like, three in a row? Shit, what's it called?
Yeah.
Silver something?
Yeah, no, that proc. With that, the knockback and the her being invisible...
Vane
it's pretty powerful.
I have to say Vane hands down.
1v1, Vane wins, but Lucian's awesome.
And team fights.
Team fights, Lucian's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the police are around, Vane wins.
It's funny, because it's racist.
It's time to make nachos.
Time to get a watch.
Okay. Well, I'm hanging up on you guys then.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah.
And there you have it, some of the things about League you didn't know. While editing, I realize some of what we talk about won't make sense to non-gamers, so check out a few of the links below for clarification. You can like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and if you have topics, questions, or want to be on the show, email us at arbitraryjocularity@gmail.com.